My wife thought I was crazy coming up here, coming from the city to here, you know? She thought I was nuts.
That's a rough transition.
Oh, it was horrible. Especially the water, oh my God, water is so, you just don't think about it, you can turn it on, but you got to carry it for, well, it was at least a half a mile that I'd have to go from there, across the way, and then way down the hill. Oh, God.
What did you carry then?
Bucket. I carried it in buckets.
Get out of here.
Me and my daughters.
Wow.
It was horrible.
So where was the water? Was there like a common well or something?
No, well, it was like a spring, I believe. I had to pull it. It didn't even belong to us. It belonged to the neighbors. And I had to pull it up with the buckets. Oh God, it was awful. We didn't get water here until city water until the early 70s.
Wow.
That's right. The early 70s.
And that came out of Walsenburg?
No. We got it here. There's the city well right there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We got two city wells.
There's one there, and we've got one up at the up on the other side of town.
Do they have to go pretty deep, those wells? Or?
No, that's 70 foot.
Okay.
That's a wonderful well.
Is it?
Everybody has good wells in town now. A lot of people are still on their wells.
Really?
They got good wells.
Uh-huh. So you don't have to go too far for water, too deep?
No, 70 feet.
Okay. Do people have basements around here much? Do you have
basements? I don't know if anybody's got a basement here.
Sergio has one.
Yeah, Sergio. That new, it's a new home on the other side of town. They have a basement.
Mm-hmm. And Lucille has a basement.
Does she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Donk, donk, donk.
Yeah, just two. I think two houses.
I think there's just two.
Is there a reason they don't have basements?
No, most of the houses were adobe here, and then they just covered them over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that big house there? That's an adobe house.
Really?
It's stuccoed over.
Oh, okay.
It's falling apart, though.
It's falling apart now.
Does anybody live in it?
Yeah, Ms. the doctor's wife.
Oh, okay.
She's 89.
Oh, really? Is he still, he's not around
anymore? No, he died years ago.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, we bought this property from him.
Really? Did he own a lot of property then?
He owned all this up to that house. Then he owned another piece up above. And at that time we bought this, we owned the place across the street, the little store.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kept bothering me about buying this. I didn't want it, but he kept bothering me, so I thought, well, I'll buy it.
Okay.
So I bought it. I think we'll get, what, $6,000 for it?
Was it burned?
It burned down.
It's gone.
Oh, really?
It went away.
It's worth $100,000 now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, was he from one of the original families in this town?
No.
He came here in the 40s, early 40s.
Oh, really?
My son-in-law, next door, his mother was born here. They're all dying. I mean, we don't, you know, of course it's a... Jarden's never going to change. I don't care what anybody says. Mm-hmm. It's going to stay just like it is until we're all dead, and then the kids will be all gone. If kids leave, there's nothing.
I think the town will die.
Yeah.
Really?
But my son-in-law's mother was born, I think, up in Yellowstone.
No, they were born up here.
We just don't have very many people that were actually born here anymore because they've all died.
Right.
And some of their children.
Some of the younger ones are born here, you know.
Lady across the street, she was born up in the mountains up there. And she'll die here soon.
What do they do if they do stay? I mean, what industry is there? Any?
They're done now. They're all retirees.
Yeah, it's an old town. It really is. In fact, you'll find those people at the bar. They bought the bar, and